We're continuing to look at a letter written by Claudius Lysias, the commander of the Roman garrison in Jerusalem, to Governor Felix, who is at Caesarea by the sea. And of course, Claudius is taking Paul to Governor Felix to have him examined by him after learning of a plot in which 40 Jewish men had decided that they would assassinate Paul and get him out of the way. Well, Claudius knows this, and he is trying to rescue the situation. So he prepares a detachment of 470 soldiers to take Paul to Caesarea Maritima. Meanwhile, he writes a letter to Governor Felix of Judea, and he says to him, "This man was seized by the Jews, and they were about to kill him, but I came with my troops and rescued him, for I had learned that he is a Roman citizen. I wanted to know why they were accusing him, so I brought him to their Sanhedrin. I found that the accusation had to do with questions about their law, but there was no charge against him that deserved death or imprisonment. When I was informed of a plot to be carried out against the man, I sent him to you at once. I also ordered his accusers to present to you their case against him." Well, as we mentioned last time, Claudius Lysias does his best in this letter to present himself in the best light. He fails to tell Governor Felix that he had actually broken Roman protocol in handling Paul's case, especially by having Paul bound and prepared for torture without having ascertained that the man was a Roman citizen. Beginning at verse 28, Claudius indicates, "I wanted to know why they were accusing him, so I brought him to their Sanhedrin, and I found the accusation had to do with questions about their law." Here, Claudius gives an accurate account of the failed interrogation of Paul before the Sanhedrin. He notes that there was no charge against Paul that deserved death or imprisonment. Now, it's interesting that he says this because he does not reference the contention between the Pharisees and Sadducees about the resurrection. He either does this because Felix probably wouldn't give it much attention, or because the commander was preserving his relationship with the Sadducees, who at the time were in charge of the Sanhedrin. After all, they were generally cooperative with the commander. Claudius does tell the governor that the primary dispute was not about Roman law, which is important, but Jewish theological interpretation. He says that no charge was brought against Paul because he had not committed any crimes under Roman law. Interestingly enough, here again we have an omission, but this time it is not a matter of deception. Claudius makes no mention of the Ephesian agitator's allegation that Paul had violated the sanctity of the temple by bringing a Gentile into the Jewish area. Why? Because under Roman law, that indeed was a capital offense. So perhaps he left this out because, as he indicates in his letter, he had summoned the Jewish ruling council to appear before Felix and defend their action. But in the process, Claudius Lysias has saved Paul's some problems. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.